August 19, 1908. The soul must so good with her whole being. Having done my meditation on the fact that one who sows good will harvest good, and one who sows vices will harvest evils, I was thinking about what good I could sow, given my position, my misery and inability. At that moment, I felt I was being harvested, and I heard him say in my interior, "The soul must sow good with her whole being, with all of it. The soul possesses a mental intelligence, and she must apply it to comprehend God, to think of good alone, never allowing any bad seed to enter her mind. And this is the sowing of good with the mind. The same with her mouth, she must never sow any bad seed, that is, bad words, unworthy of a Christian, but always say holy, useful and good words. So here is the sowing of good with the mouth. Then, with her heart she must love God alone, desire God, palpitate for Him, and tend to Him. Here is the sowing of good with the heart. Then, with her hands she must do holy works, with her feet she must walk after the examples of our Lord. And here is another good seed." On hearing this, I thought to myself, "So, in my position I too can sow good in spite of my extreme misery." But I thought of this with a certain fear of the account that the Master will ask of me, whether I have sown well. And in my interior I heard him repeat, "My goodness is so great that great wrong is done by those who make me known as severe, very demanding and rigorous. Oh, what an affront they give to my love. I will ask for no other account but of the little field given to them. And I will ask for an account for nothing but to give them the fruit of their harvests. I will give it to the intelligence, for the more it has comprehended me in life, the more it will comprehend me in heaven. And the more it will comprehend me, the greater the joy and beatitude with which it will be inundated. To the mouth I will give the harvest of the different divine flavors, and its voice will harmonize above all the other blessed. To the works I will give the harvests of my gifts. And so with all the rest."